we started going to Colonial Williamsburg. Now, Colonial Williamsburg at that time had didn't have a Patriots pass like you have today, where you buy one ticket for the whole year. It was individual daily admissions. We could not afford the admission. In fact, we couldn't afford a hotel. We found a woman in Williamsburg who had a campground in her backyard. And that's where we stayed, et cetera, you know, in our little pup tent, et cetera, for just a couple dollars a night. But at Colonial Williamsburg, everything required a ticket except two things. Albie Aldrich Rockefeller Folk Art Museum was free. It was at that time, it was a separate building. It was very quiet. Not a lot of visitors actually made it there. But that was a free entrance. And the theater, The Story of a Patriot, was free to introduce.
All the other films that they
showed was to introduce, you know, someone, you know, thinking about, you know, buying the ticket, I guess. And that was air conditioned in the Virginia heat. That was just terrific. So every time we would go to Colonial Williamsburg, we spent an afternoon at Abby Aldrich Rockefeller. We were there so often, we had memorized all the captions. And we developed this tremendous love for the folk portraits. And one day we realized, in that 3.5 year period, there was an exhibition at the Virginia Museum of Art. The couple's name was the Wiltshires, and it was a folk portraiture collection being exhibited. And we went, and we couldn't believe the idea that you could buy these things yourself and you know, actually own them. So a little while after that, we started buying folk portraiture. But this whole incident here really, you know, developed a sense that when the time came for the next move, which is to this lower Hudson Valley area, with my getting a job at a medical school as a medical school professor for quite a while, we said, oh boy, let's go buy a period house. Let's go, why don't we have, you know, get really involved in the furniture and the house, et cetera. And it was also the fact that we had very little money still. And we searched and searched, and finally we found this broken down old house. The owner had left 6 years previously. It had been rented for a couple years. It had stood vacant for 3 or 4 years. There wasn't a single intact plaster wall or ceiling. And the owner was very eager to take back the mortgage, etc. No problem whatsoever if we would take it. It was really cheap. Anyways, we said, oh boy, let's do it. So we, Susie got a job at Manhattan College, said I was a medical school professor. And what we'd do, we'd meet at the house after work, you know, be here at 5:30. We'd work for two and a half hours on the house before dinner. We did that, etc. So the house in retrospect has really been kind of rebuilt. And we've used it as a vehicle to, you know, to fill it full of the furniture that we love, which in our case is American Federal furniture from the 1790s to the 1820s, which is exactly the age of the house, built by a Revolutionary War soldier buried around the corner. And from the end of the 1790s. And we also developed not only an interest in the portraiture, the folk portraiture, very much like what's in Albie Aldrich Rockefeller, but also the needlework.
And can I interject?
Go to it.
The needlework, actually, the interest in needlework goes back to Colonial Williamsburg. While we were there, Colonial Williamsburg introduced the Patriots Pass, which was the annual pass that we could afford. I declared at the time it was the happiest day of my life, because now we could go into the museums, and at the same time, Bassett Hall, which was the Rockefellers' home in Williamsburg, was open to the public. And Bassett Hall was different than the other homes, because it was the way the Rockefellers lived in it. So it had Abby Rockefeller's favorite pieces of art in it, and it had Sears and Roebuck maple furniture in it. It was the way they lived. It was not intended to be a museum, but her needlework was there. And it was the first time that we really saw so much needlework all together. And because it was a more intimate house tour, you could get really close to it and you could see the stitching and you could see the workmanship. And it was the first time we really saw these pieces up close and saw many examples. And at about the same time, a piece of needlework came up for auction. And it was the same realization. You can buy this. So the auction was in Washington, D.C. We went to Washington. We bought it. It's still on the wall in the other room. It's Nancy B. Seaver's memorial to her parents. Research showed this was an unusual piece because Nancy B. Seaver's was Nancy Bright Seaver's. She did this as a married woman. This was a skill she learned when she was in school, but as a married woman, she did the memorial to her parents. It's a Doggett glass. It's an interesting piece, but we went out, we could buy it. We owned it. Well, once you own it, then you're collecting it. So we owe Williamsburg not only the interest in the portraits, but the interest in the